Monday is Memorial Day, set aside to honor and remember the men and women who died while serving in the military. And there's a moment in every veteran's funeral when lumps can lodge in throats and eyes can well up with tears. The thing is, some soldiers assigned to play the time-honored tune known as taps say they don't like how it's done nowadays, and they're putting their mouthpieces where their mouths are. Reporter Judith Kogan has our story.
In 1999, Congress passed a law saying that all veterans discharged from the military in good standing are entitled, at their funerals, to a military team to fold and present the flag and to the sounding of taps. Hundreds of veterans were dying daily, way more than there were soldiers who can pick up a bugle and play taps live. So the military commissioned what it calls the ceremonial bugle.
It's a silver bugle with a cone-shaped insert.
The insert has switches, on and off, and volume control. It plays a recording of taps.
They teach you to hold it, push the button, stand still.
That's Sergeant Stephen Drolet, who does military honors for the Massachusetts Army National Guard. Around the 200th funeral where he played the ceremonial bugle, something happened.
This woman came up to me and she said that was the absolute best tap she's ever heard in her life.
The fraudulence of his so-called performance didn't sit well with Sergeant Drolet.
I'm not a liar, so that was the day that I talked to Sergeant Souza and I was like, so how do we do this? How do we make it happen?
Sergeant Robert Souza entered the military through the Army Band. When he does funeral honors, taps is rendered live.
He gave me a mouthpiece, taught me how to make a buzz on it, and then while I was driving to funerals, I'd just be buzzing along, trying to make some sort of noise.
Drolet was determined, practicing and checking in with Souza as often as possible.
Well, yeah, just try to play the first few notes with a softer tongue. Yeah.
Eventually, I bought like a really cheap bugle, and you know, he'd give me exercises to build my face muscles and stuff.
After about a year, Drolet felt comfortable enough to play at a funeral.
It didn't go as well as I had hoped. It was taps, but only in the most rudimentary sense. The nerves, it's a nervous thing for me. I'm not a musician.
To be fair, taps is challenging to play live. It's exposed. Emotions are raw, as Rob Souza explains.
And many times, right after your first note, you hear the sobbing. And you have to just tune it out and stay focused and just try to get through those notes.
The weather, both extreme heat and cold, can wreak havoc on the instrument.
The cold is just awful, awful, awful on brass. I'm not good enough to play in the winter yet.
That's Steve Drolet, but he keeps at it. He's even thinking about the long game.
I can't do it forever, so I became a trainer so I could train people to do it.
Drolet is now teaching his colleague, Sergeant Adam Ayer, how to play taps.
So I said, well, geez, if he can do it, maybe I can do it.
Ayer says live taps has something the canned version lacks.
Soul, you know, it has more feeling. When you're paying respects to a fallen soldier or somebody who's being put to rest, I'm part of that family.
Rob Souza is after that same connection.
After a while, I almost started feeling, if they're not crying after my playing, then I failed. You know, I really do want to get that emotion out of people. I think that's what's so beautiful about taps.
All three soldiers say anyone can learn to play taps. Drolet had never played anything before that.
Not one instrument, never. I am not a musical person.
Ayer had only played recorder in first grade.
I did pretty well with that. You know, and I had a teacher that taught me how to do it, playing hot cross buns. So if the Army gave us that resource, taught us how to play the live taps, even if it was just live taps, you know, learn one song, maybe everyone could pick it up.
To date, Drolet has played 400 to 500 live taps. He says it's simply the right thing to do.
Hopefully one day somebody will do it for me.
For Here and Now, I'm Judith Kogan.